Hey, yo.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Say it again.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Say it, Jess.
I want to listen to the Rabbit Hole Podcast.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
This is pasta. This is madness.
The Rabbit Hole
Podcast. You are now listening to The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
I think we're good now.
Nice.
So you poured me this beautiful glass of, what is this? Russell?
Russell's tenure? Mm-hmm.
You're not having one.
No.
No?
No.
You gonna make me jerk alone?
Yeah.
You're not feeling it?
70-hour work weeks.
70-hour, oh, so like, no, just like,
really? If I maybe feel like it, I'll have a drink maybe Saturday night when I get home. I typically just go to sleep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I mean, so you know, it is what it is, I guess, yeah. You know? I got you. But anyway, this is, it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Very long time. Been. And we're back. Just making sure everything sounds the part. I'm pretty sure it does. If we sound a little bit different recording equipment I'm using now.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have an additional mic.
Nice.
Yeah. So, actually, hold on one second. Tess.
Not again.
No. I'm just.
I was like, I was joking.
Yeah, no, I'm just making sure. Yeah, I'm good to go.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I just had the echo on the microphone, so I just had to turn that off.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, we're good. But yeah, so yeah, it's been a long time because all of a sudden, me and you all of a sudden just became like full fledged adults.
Yeah.
And you know, you're working owner, mm-hmm. as if that's the correct title.
Yeah.
And I'm bar managing. And when you combine the two of those, you're not gonna get a podcast for a while.
No.
So we had to make sure that this was we were able to get, you know, we try to still do this on a regular enough basis when we can, but it's gonna be challenging, but we're gonna be able to get it done. I'm confident about
that.
That's
great,
right? But glad to be back.
Mm-hmm.
This is, of course, the Rabbit Hole Podcast. Sunday, December 12th, and I mean, I'm down to do it on Sunday. I'm usually, unless the world's on fire, I'm usually off on Sundays now.
You need to stop going in there on Sundays and find out something happened.
I hope not.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, yeah. Sundays, phone's off, nothing.
I can't turn the phone off.
We don't know how to...
I can't turn the phone off. It would bother me too much.
Fair enough.
It would bother me too much.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And then on top of that, there's also a little part of me that's... not that I would get in trouble... But there's a part of me that would be like, you know, we tried to reach you and you didn't, you know, where were you?
Right. Well, it's my day off.
Right. I'm totally understood. You know? And actually, it's funny because there have been times where they have called me on my day off and they're like, we're sorry that we called you on a day off. And I'm like, it's okay. Yeah. And I'm like,
all right. At least they respect it. They don't mean it. Like, if you really meant it, you would have figured it out on your own.
Yeah, but sometimes it's something out of the expertise on their end. You know what I mean?
That's fair. All right, I guess that's fair.
Yeah. So this is a Rabbit Hole Podcast. Pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktail, swag. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy. With me, as always, is Bobby at R. Hanson 817. I hope everybody's enjoying their Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I hope everybody's enjoying their football and their early holiday celebrations,
sure.
For some. Because, you know, you got Christmas coming up.
just had Hanukkah pass.
You just had Hanukkah. Festivus is coming.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
I was going to say, there's going to be a very long airing of grievances.
Yes, I got a lot of problems with you people. I want to get some stuff off my chest.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good to be back. It's good to be recording at not my apartment, at Bobby's house.
Yes.
Bobby's got a house now.
Yes.
Bobby always had a house. Let's be real. Bobby always had a house. And that's officially his. Beautiful Christmas decorations all throughout the house.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little light up sets. What do you call these sets that are set up over here? They're like the miniature. It's like a little miniature like Christmas like town.
It's Dickens Village, so it's like it takes from the obviously from like the Charles Dickens like A Christmas Carol. It's those things you see at Hallmark. Like I was telling you earlier before. It was something that my mom loved. She loved the Dickens Village, little scenery and houses and people and stuff like that. So, you know, in her memory, we set it up every year. It's a nice Christmas decoration too, obviously. But you know, we set it up in her memory, so that way, then, you know, she's there a little bit more.
Of course. I mean, it's very. First off, this is like some of the original stuff, and then you bought stuff every year just to add to it.
Yeah, I mean, this stuff is, I mean, she's passed away 15 years ago, so that stuff there, that's probably 25 30-ish years old.
I will say this, it's probably in the best condition I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And I mean,
you don't want to get struck down by her.
Sure.
God forbid you drop one of them things, but no, yeah, we try to keep it in good
condition. I wonder how much this stuff is online. I gotta imagine you probably get a pretty penny.
You might catch a penny for it.
Not that you'd sell it, but there's also, you know, like, let's just say hypothetically you wanted to get like maybe one of the original pieces or something. God forbid happened to it,
and that's the big thing, because you could probably do it for someone else where it would be like, hey, I need this one piece to complete the entire set.
Right.
And it's the one National Geographic magazine or the one, you know, collectible plate or something, some type of like tchotchke type thing, where before you know it, you're like, oh, you know what, that thing's worth $10,000. It's like an antique roadshow where you're like, oh, this teapot is one of two in a set and blah 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 blah, and it's now worth $25 million.
Sure.
You know.
So. Now, just that a quick Google search
mm-hmm.
for Dickens Village.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I want to give myself a pat on the back for not making any jokes about this. Mm-hmm. The Dickens, sure. So, the Dickens Village.
I'm actually impressed you just didn't laugh, because I know that there are certain words in the human vocabulary that will, every now and again, unequivocally make you giggle.
Listen. I'm trying to be a better human, okay? I'm trying to be a better human being. I'm trying to be... Listen, I'm an adult now,
This is true. But that is also part of who you are.
Right. But there's also a part of... Like, trust me, I'm looking at it, and I have a smile on my face.
Right.
I'm not like... I don't have
little kids falling upstairs. Like, I don't care how... Like... how much of a better person you are. And you are... always been one of the most top-notch people I know. There's still little things here or there that are going to make you laugh. A little kid falling upstairs. Someone saying wiener. Like those little things are just going to end up making you laugh.
Those are probably like one and two for me.
Yeah.
On the things that will just make me laugh at any age.
Mm-hmm.
The minute I don't laugh at those things anymore, that means like I'm like just put me out of my misery.
Right.
I just looked quickly on Google. You get like a piece of one of these Dickens Village like houses or whatever, or the set, like about $100.
It's a lot less than what I paid for. It's a lot more than what I paid for, I think. Well, it depends. The houses, I think, were probably around that price range.
But yeah, it's one of those things, especially if you have a nice home, if you have a beautiful home, or even if you have like a nice apartment, you want to set up some like holiday little like setup. It's like it's a winter village essentially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
Yeah, thank you.
But yeah, Bobby's got the tree up.
Yeah.
He's got the whole, he's going all out. He's going all out for the Christmas decorations.
I was a good boy this year. I would like Santa to show up, and Santa's not going to show up if I don't put out cookies and if I don't have tree-type stuff.
So. Also make sure you leave out carrots for the reindeer.
Of course. Always have carrots for the reindeer.
Is that a thing? I
don't know if this is actually a thing, but like this is a quick way to get ants if you're not careful. So it's like, yeah, I left cookies out. Oh, how long do you leave them out for? A week. Oh, I left carrots out. How long do you leave them out for? About a week. Oh, I have Terminex coming tomorrow.
But the carrots is like something I heard recently. They're like, oh, we leave carrots out for the reindeer.
Of course,
I
was
like,
because PETA's got to get their claws into everything. It's like, how do you think he gets here? I'm like, well, eight magical reindeer.
Right.
Don't they need to eat something? I'm like, well, do they? They're magical reindeer.
Is it eight reindeer?
I think so. Six.
I feel like it's seven. Nine.
Is it nine?
I feel like it's nine. Did the garbage can just go up?
No, it went down.
It was up before.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's one of those like hand sensor ones. I don't know. I think I have to change the batteries.
But Bobby's got like all these like high tech equipment in his house. But I just looked. I noticed that the garbage can lid went down because it's like one of those automated ones. But I was like, I don't remember it being up.
It was up. I do remember seeing it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. How many reindeer how many reindeer does Santa have? Let's see.
No, it is. Hold on a second. Is this before or after Rudolph was allowed to play in all the reindeer games? Because technically, I could be right if he was still being ostracized. But if they decided and have been able to overcome their slight differences, then yes, it's not. But I'm not necessarily saying, but I'm not 100% willing to concede that I'm wrong.
Technically, I mean, yeah, I mean, we could agree to disagree. Because, I mean, let's think about it like this. If we're going to go into the dichotomy of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. He's Santa was delivering toys to children before Rudolph. My understanding.
And there was only eight of them.
And there was only eight of them then.
And they got lost.
Right.
Because they needed someone to guide his sleigh.
But then, one foggy Christmas Eve.
Yeah, exactly.
Rudolph stepped up to the plate.
I wonder what would happen if it never was a foggy Christmas Eve. Like, what happens if it was just clear as night? Or clear every single Christmas? There'd be no reindeer. There'd be no Rudolph.
Wouldn't have his moment to shine.
There'd be no Rudolph merch.
No. There'd be
no
red noses.
CBS Christmas special.
There would be the only red noses you'd see are for clown costumes. Sorry. That'd be about it.
Not what? Cocaine.
Well, you know, okay. That's the other foggy Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm. It's snowing.
That's the other snowfall.
Mm-hmm.
But. Yeah, if there's no fog at Christmas Eve, there would be no Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Think about that, everybody. Just think about that long and hard.
Right.
But anyway, Rabbit Hole Podcast, pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktail swag. I'm looking at my phone. Did you update the iPhone to 15.1, the new version?
Probably, yeah.
What? I'm always at work, and I'm always at work late, so... Mm-hmm. They always like, we'll update it at 2 a.m. And that's usually when I'm still at work. And usually you have to be plugged into a power source. Mm-hmm. So I finally did it.
Okay.
And of course I hate it.
Why?
Because the notifications look different now.
Okay.
The three things I noticed. Notifications are different.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to Safari... The web address and like the stuff where you put the information is, it's on the bottom. Hate that.
But that was on 15, like 0.0.
Well, this one I got the 15.1. It's at the bottom. Mm-hmm. I changed it back to the top.
Okay,
but
you get used to it.
Yeah, I would. Listen, I'm all about change, mm-hmm. and I will do it to a certain extent, but that's where I draw the line. I want my web search on the top. I don't want it on the bottom. Looks weird. You go on a computer, it's on the top.
Now, what if it changed on the computer, too?
Oh, I put it back to the top.
Huh.
I find a way.
That's where you draw the line.
Yep.
Of all of the things.
That's your line.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I've just gotten used to it. It is what it is.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
I was just like, I can't do this. I was like, I gotta switch it back. In fairness, I was like, there's a way to switch back? They're like, yeah. I was like, okay, cool. That's what I'm doing.
In fairness, I've become such a slave to Apple. With the watch, the iPad, the MacBook, the phone, the everything else. The only thing I refuse to buy is the Apple Home. Like, all, like, the smart speakers and, like, all the other stuff. Because I have Google everywhere else.
Right.
But, like, if Google, if Apple tells me, guess what, your search bar is on the bottom, fine.
No.
Nope.
No.
Okay.
No, I can't do it.
I'll let Tim Cook know you're displeased.
Let me holler at Tim Cook, and I'll be like, yo, my man.
As long as
the search bar, back to the top.
Right.
I don't know what you think you're doing.
You got two options. It's either that or just...
Yeah.
did you just slap Tim Cook in the face? I mean, he had it coming, and he made the choice.
You know what he did.
Right.
The other thing that I will say that I do like is that if you're writing out text...
Yes.
Through the notepad or text message, whatever have you.
Oh, you can paste it.
Well, you can get like a picture of text. So like, I got like a Poland Spring bottle and the camera picks it up and then it will translate it into text.
Oh, okay. That's
cool. So it'll say like Poland Spring.
Right.
So like, you know how many times you like write a note? I'm assuming it has to have some sort of, you know, enough legibility for it to recognize it. But it picks it up. That's, for me, that's a game changer.
Sure.
Because you're already able to take pictures of things and turn them into PDFs.
Right.
But now you have this now. So I was like, okay. I take back the...
Now, does that make up for the search bar being on the bottom? Like, what if you couldn't change it?
Listen, if you couldn't change it, then yeah, I would adapt to it. I'm not going to throw away my iPhone. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not going to throw away my iPhone just because the search bar, like, it can never change back. I'm like, whatever, I'll just deal with it.
Okay.
But the fact that you gave me a choice, oh, yeah, it's going back to the original.
Okay.
That's all. It is what it is. But anyway, obviously, I haven't seen you in a little bit, so, you know, this is a nice, like, little catch-up. Got the football going.
Of course.
Drinking Russell's 10 by myself.
Right.
It is what it is. I get it.
6 a.m. comes early. 6 a.m. comes early. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
You know what? If people are willing to listen for longer than a half an hour to this podcast, I will have one with you at the half-hour mark.
At the half-hour mark?
Yes.
Fantastic.
That's what we call, in the podcast business... A tease.
There you go. Because I was joking. I was like, "You're gonna let me drink alone?"
I thought about it. I'll have one with you because I haven't seen you in a while. But I typically don't drink on something because I just, one, I'm running around typically doing stuff. Two, I'm just so worn down through the week. And three, I'm like, if I drink one, I'm gonna want to drink fucking 20 of them. And then Monday's gonna come a lot later than I expected to.
I got you.
Yeah, no, but I'll have one with you.
All right.
At the half hour mark.
Appreciate it. Half hour mark. So that's in 17 minutes since we've been recording.
We went on Rudolph for like 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Nice.
One free trade day.
I love it.
1 minute free trade day.
There it is.
But yeah, so, I mean, obviously catching up. It's a lot of stuff that's been going on. So, I have a few notes just from things that I've saw, that I've read and seen. And I was just like, oh, man, whenever we finally get to do another podcast, I wanted to bring them up. You know what I mean? I'm trying to see now I'm looking for them as we speak.
It's that far down in your notes app? In your notes app, you've taken that many more new notes?
It's just my notes just go all over the place. I mean, first off, with anything, like, obviously, you know, we have football going on. Jets are terrible.
They're not even terrible. They're unwatchable at this point in time.
They are.
Like, don't get me wrong. Also, just like you, it's Sunday. What is the Sunday uniform?
That's like brand new Jets hoodie you got there,
yes,
too.
Yes, it is. You know what this is? This is $60 less than the Salute to Service Jets hoodies, so I am very happy in this one. It keeps me just as warm.
Well, I mean, that money, I have to imagine, goes to some level of the armed forces, correct?
Yeah, you might think that.
What's that?
I said you'd like to think that.
I would hope so.
There's a part of me that says I don't think it does. Maybe a small proceed, but still, like $100 for a hoodie is a lot.
What you could do is, I could probably make you a hoodie. Merch by Burrow.
I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
I'll throw a makeshift Jets logo on there.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah. But some of the stuff we were looking at. So obviously, you know, you have Christmas coming up.
Yes, we do.
And I saw that there are like toys that went into the Hall of Fame.
Go on.
So the toys that went into the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
The American Girl doll.
That makes sense. If you're a girl of any certain age, that is like the dream for you, is to have an American Girl doll. As my sister felt that way, my niece felt that way. I had no idea that that was ever a thing. I figured it was just like part of your bust. You know what I mean? But apparently, the American Girl doll. That's it.
The game of Risk.
The game of global domination.
Yeah, the game of world conquest.
Yes. Okay. That's fine.
There's a Seinfeld episode about that too.
Absolutely.
And then, you know what, like, the third toy that went into the Hall of Fame?
I don't, but I'm just going to try to think of something. Game Boy?
You said Game Boy. Okay. I was like...
No. Yeah, I said Game Boy.
Yeah, okay.
Check that feedback.
It's just...
We were an all-inclusive podcast, my friend. And we found...
Excuse me?
And we found the third thing that no matter what, Kevin will laugh at. Let's recap.
Nintendo Game Boy.
Okay. Yes.
You said it a little too quick there.
Was the emphasis on the wrong syllable?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
Okay. Well, what is the third, toy that go into the Hall of Fame?
Sand.
Interesting. It's interesting that that's a toy.
Yeah, you wouldn't think that sand would be a toy.
Is it in, like, just like any type of sand? Like, it doesn't matter if it's in a sandbox, it doesn't matter if it's like sand. At the beach.
Sand.
Okay, alright, I guess.
I guess when you think about what the definition of a toy.
That's, yeah, just something something you play with, I guess. So, I guess that makes sense, you know?
Yeah, but it's just very...
But, like, what else is going to go into the Hall of Fame next? Like, a stick?
Maybe it's already in. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
maybe it's already in.
It, to me, it's just something, like, you find that in nature. Like, it's not... You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, the American Girl doll, not something you find in nature. Like,
right.
What was the second thing? You said it was American Girl... Oh, the Game of Risk. Yeah, like, that... Well, that's something you kind of find in nature, I guess, but... Not in such a structured form, if you will. But I don't... Okay, I guess.
But yeah, that was like the big like, wait a minute, what? Because when you think of toy, you think of like a physical toy. You don't think of something like...
It's even interesting though, the fact that you would put board games in as toys.
Yeah.
You know, you I was going to say, like, what's next? And I'm sure there probably are some other classic board games, like, you know, Chutes and Ladders, Sorry, Clue, whatever it would be. But I don't necessarily know that I would think of that as a toy. I would think of it as a puzzle.
Well, to give you a little context in terms of sand making it to the Toy Hall of Fame, regarding the introduction of sand, the National Toy Hall of Fame noted that it may be the most universal and oldest toy in the world, noting that children recognize the creative potential of it as a building material, but also one that can be used for pouring, scooping, sieving, raking, and measuring.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
In a statement, Chief Curator Christopher Bench said, although some playthings can only be found online or in certain stores, sand has a global reach that most toy manufacturers would envy. It's been a vehicle for play since prehistory, and anyone who has spent the day at the beach can understand the allure of the toy.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm going to say same thing with a stick and same thing with a fucking stone. Like, that's bull... It is recognized as the earliest toy... No! I get it. Like, now... I want to know now. Is stick and stone also in the... In the Toy Hall of Fame?
If they're not, they now have a way in. Because sand is there. I saw something, somebody like, really? Wrote, like, so, some on so, Twitter, they're like, somewhere dirt is forming a...
absolutely.
An essay as to why they should be in the Toy Hall of Fame.
I, really? Sand first? Ugh.
You're so, like, offended by it.
I'm just disgusted that, like, that's thought of as, like, the original toy. Like, what
and
if
you know what's gonna happen?
What if you didn't live close enough to a beach?
You know what's gonna happen when you go to the beach with your niece and nephew? Guess what's gonna happen? And they're gonna be running around. They're gonna be having fun. And guess what they're gonna be making? They're gonna be making sandcastles, and they're gonna bury you in it. And then you're gonna be like, God damn it.
And you know what I'm gonna use to get out of it? A stick, which is also just as commonly found in nature as sand.
I mean, I'm just telling you what's out there right now. I'm just trying to keep people up on things.
How do you get on this? How do you get on this committee to be on the National Toy Hall of Fame? Because I would like to be on it because I have opinions. This is coming early, buddy.
I mean, I'm sure that's a quick Google search on how to become a member of the committee.
If I need references, we're referencing this podcast.
That's fine.
Okay.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast, the sand of all podcasts, based upon the,
Hall of ideology. Fame, Hall of Fame worthy.
Yeah, why not? But I agree. So obviously, just going into, that was one of the notes I had. Mm-hmm. And then with the, with the iPhone and the updates, they do all these updates with the iPhone,
mm-hmm.
right? And then it's like, okay, cool. It's like, voice to text, picture text,
right?
Search bar is in a different area, mm-hmm. but somehow, some ways, in my emails, I could still get the random junk email about hot wife rides a 15-inch African beast. So like,
oh, by the way, the second original toy.
What's that?
You want me to spell that one out?
What are you talking about? Are you talking about like the real thing? Or are you talking about
whatever is being referenced in that email?
Yeah. Well, this is apparently for penis pills.
Oh.
Somehow that got that snuck in through the junk. I remember saying how sometimes the junk folder will mm-hmm. catch everything, and then every once in a while one will just kind of slip out and just get into your regular email, and I'm like, what is this? What's going on here?
See, we signed up for different things, because I don't think I've gotten one of those types of emails in a long time.
If anything, now I
don't necessarily get the spam emails. I get the phishing emails, the ones where they're looking for information about your person to try to, steal your identity or something like that. I no longer get that there are sexy singles in my neighborhood wanting to meet me.
I still get those.
I now get the you could be a $1 million winner or something like that. All you have to do is put in your blood type and social security number, and I'm like, oh,
that's all you need.
That's fine. That's great. You know what I mean? What are the first 16 digits of your driver's license? I'm like, you mean all of it?
It's like, how about this? How about I just send you a photo?
Yeah, right. Here you go.
iPhone can translate that into text now. So, it's fine.
Yeah.
We could do that. Yeah, no, I still... I don't... Every once in a while, I'll go to the junk folder, mm-hmm. the junk email, because what happens is that... bar managing people like, all right, I'm gonna email this.
Yeah.
They're like, it might end up in your spam folder.
Right, you have
and then to. What happens is you go to the spam folder, and guess what? It's a whole different
route
going down that bad boy.
No, yeah.
It's almost like trying to rescue somebody from the depths of hell. You just got here, take my hand, I got you.
And
you got to pull that email and put it in your regular inbox. You got to do that whole thing.
Your work email is not separate from your.
I don't use my work email. Sorry, whoever's listening who
really?
I work with.
You just use your personal?
We have a generic work email that we all have when mm-hmm. you work there. But I'm like, I never check it. And it's not like the easiest thing to access.
It's not just at Gmail or something like that. It's like...
No, it's like you gotta go through
something.
You gotta kind of jump through hoops to access it.
I got you.
So even on my business cards... it's on there, and then I'll flip it over if I'm talking to a rep or somebody that wants try to like sell some of their product at the bar. And I'm like, here, this is the email you use. Use that one.
Right.
The people who I don't want to talk to get...
You get the first one.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Big time. So here, try this all natural grassroots. Yeah.
Have you ever tried organic Lillet before?
Exactly. Like, what? It's like, here, try this. It was like, do you have an email? Mm-hmm. I sure do. Here's on this business card.
There you go. Thank you.
Never heard of again.
Nope.
With somebody I like? Yeah. Here.
Oh, sure.
Here's the real. You know what? Not only that, here's my phone number. You shoot me a text.
I did upgrade to the newest software. It also does get picture messages.
You know what I mean?
And we can translate that to text.
Yeah. But
wait, the business card you gave me only has your working address on it.
That doesn't count.
No, that's my PBA card for when I get too stupid at the bar.
You know what? Can I tell you something? I actually got two PBA cards the other night.
Nice. And for 2022?
What's that?
For 2022?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. So if you got the one for 2021, like, that's not as much of a compliment as you think it is.
I have one for 2021.
Well, no, I'm saying if you just got one, like, last week.
No.
We gotta get rid of these.
We had a PBA function at the bar.
Perfect.
Yesterday.
Perfect.
And I saw a chief of police.
Mm-hmm.
Said hi to him.
Nice.
And he called me the wrong name. Whatever. That's he gave fine. Me two PBA cards. Mm-hmm. And I just went about my business.
There you go.
I introduced him to the new general manager. Just kind of show face.
New general manager?
Yeah. Like.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was like.
Previously. That's the thing. Because of the pandemic and everything going on.
They haven't been there.
Right. So I was like, oh, by the way, this is our new general manager.
Gotcha.
You know, whatever, because I just wanted, and then he saw him, he was like, hey, how you doing? Shook his hand, getting PBA card.
Sure.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Shoot the shit for a minute.
Cool.
Keep moving.
Gotcha. Cool.
Business, baby. Come on.
Of course.
This shit is chess, not checkers.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, this is what we got to do. So I got my two PBA cards, signed, sealed, delivered. Bam. I hope I never have to use them. I feel like for what it's worth.
In theory, I don't think you ever should.
Yeah. For what it's worth, I feel like, knock on wood,
mm-hmm,
since the inception of PBA cards, I've never had to use them.
Oh, I've used them.
At least for me. I mean, I'm just me personally.
Right.
I've just, yeah.
Since the advent of Uber, I have never had to use a PBA card after that.
Fair.
Because I don't really... Yeah, like, I speed and everything like that, but, like, it's kind of, like, I don't drive, like, an overly flashy car. It's not like I'm in, like, a Bugatti or something like that where they're like, okay, we're going to pull this guy over. Like, you want to put me over in an Acura? Go to fuck ahead. Like, I guess you have nothing else to do. But, like, I don't drive, you know, like, obviously, like, none of us drive drunk or even buzzed anymore. Like, we all
right.
Do the right things and everything like that. So, other than that, like, unless maybe I make, like, an illegal left-hand turn or something. But even at that point in time, they're like, all right, just stop doing that.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's probably not something I would ever give a PBA card for anyway. Like, giving the PBA card, like, when you're dragging the person behind you, and you're like, yeah, no, there's a body under here. Like, just, does this work? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So, no. I think after a certain age, too, like, even if they run your profile, like, they run your car, your license, whatever, they're like, all right, like, you know, you're 38, you're 39, you're 40, you're whatever else. It's like, you're probably not really doing something too stupid. If anything, all right, you were speeding a little bit. Like, what the fuck ever. You know what I mean? They're looking for the younger ones, looking for the young bucks, looking for those people to, you know,
sure,
grab that ticket from.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. I mean, yeah. I mean, at this point now, like, it's funny because, like you're, I mean, we're all in the 40-40 club for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So, related to work, it's funny when I talk to people at work, and we brought this up before.
Sure.
And it's like, people just do not believe how old I am. And I mean, I know it's restaurants, and those lines get kind of blurred when you're sure. working at a restaurant, because mm-hmm. you stop and forget that people are, I mean, unless it's visibly like mm-hmm. visibly like noticeable,
right?
You almost think everybody's the same age or everybody's in the same age group. But for, like, I mean, with, obviously, if, like, somebody's, like, super duper young, they're like, right. Oh, yeah, that person's, like, that's a child. But, I mean, like,
mm-hmm.
with restaurants, obviously, there's always, like, that hierarchy of, like, the hosts are usually the youngest. They're the kids. Right. They're the children.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you have your bussers and your food runners. They're also young, too. Mm-hmm. When you get to, like, the servers and the bartenders, it's almost like the servers are like, juniors in high school, and then right. the bartenders are the seniors. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's
managers,
like
that type of... Managers would be your teachers, then, if you will?
I guess. So it's just funny, because every once right. in a while, like, I will talk to, like, people... You know, some of the servers, and like they'll bring up in conversation because they know how old they are. And they're like, I'm like, yeah, 20 years. It's like, that's, I just can't do that. I'm just like, okay. In the back of my mind, it's like, I never said anything.
Right, right.
But it's, in my mind, it's like, I'm flattered. It's like, you've thought about it.
Right.
The thought, like, mm-hmm. you know, zip by your mind for sure. like a second, like.
And you know what? You're welcome for that.
Yeah, it's just like, No. Can't do that.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
but, yeah.
I was like, it's just like, well, you know, it's mm-hmm. like, both of legal drinking. No. It's right? just like, I'll look at him, it's like, don't do it.
Right.
I'm just like, mm-hmm. don't do it. It's fine. I will say this. I've been learning a lot in terms of, obviously, Rabbit Hole Podcast. We want to educate everybody. We want to put people up on shit and what I've been dealing with in the last 2 years, mm-hmm. obviously being single in a pandemic, is right. trying to date sure. during a pandemic.
Sure.
There was a girl who I actually went on a couple dates with. Mm-hmm. Nice girl. And I feel like there's a set of rules that you have to follow when you online date that I was unaware of.
Go on.
But it's also based upon, I think, how old the person is mm-hmm. and if they have children.
Sure.
So the first girl I dated mm-hmm. was a... Her name... We had talked about her in the previous podcast. Mm-hmm. Her name is... I mean, she's never going to listen to this. Her name is Lana, which is short for something... I'm sorry?
Like Svetlana?
I want to say Svetlana, but she said it starts with a Y, so I have no idea. She is of Ukrainian descent.
Yeah, that's got a lot of vowels in that shit.
And but she was a nice person.
Sure.
She had two kids. She was 38 years old. So she was like a couple years younger than me.
Okay.
And we were vibing and everything, and then just like... But even, like, the courting process of just getting to that point of, like, hey, let's go hang out, there's, like, a process in that I was unaware of.
Right.
And I guess I, you know, in retrospect, I understand. Mm-hmm. Because it's, like, I know that I'm not a psychopath.
Sure.
But they don't know that.
No, of course.
And obviously, like, going on, like, a dating site like a Tinder or a Hinge or an OkCupid, mm-hmm. they don't know. Like, yeah, the picture's like, yeah, he looks like a regular,
guy. There's a filtering through process, of course. Right.
But even with that, and I factor that in, even, like, when I talk to some of these women online, my whole, like, my go-to for the beginning was like, hey, why don't we grab a cup of coffee?
Sure.
To some, that's still too much.
Okay. So, why don't we play with sand? Apparently, it's the oldest toy. Like, why would you... No, we'll just meet in the local sandbox. What would be below coffee?
Continually talking to the person mm-hmm. via text message.
I'm assuming that's... Whether it be the messenger on that app, or whether it be text messaging because you've exchanged phone numbers, my next... If something is benign in our minds as getting a cup of coffee, meeting at a coffee house or something like that, is still too much, I guess my level down from that then would be FaceTime, so you can prove that I am who I say I am, you're not getting catfished, and, you know, there's no, like, dead pelts of, like, people on my wall or something, you know, so you can see that it's... That would be my... go to. Now, I'm not in that department, so I wouldn't know what to do. But
I will say this, is that the last girl that I did talk to, mm-hmm. same girl, Lana, we were talking, like, text messaging back and forth. Because first it started from the app, and then I was like, hey, here's my number. Shoot me a text. So we don't have to keep going through the app to contact each other.
Right.
And I feel like that's the equivalent now of, like, if you're at the bar, it's like, hey, you want to get out of here? You know, go someplace else? Right. I feel like that's the equivalent of that.
Well, you're leaving, you're leaving the safety of that app, I guess, if you will.
Right. So then that's, like, the first step.
Mm-hmm.
So you do that. So you text back and forth, and we were having great conversations. We get to know each other and everything like that.
Right.
But she was always, like, super busy.
Okay.
But also in the process of us talking, like, I'm also super busy, too.
Sure.
So I'm aware of that. So one day she had brought up in the conversation, like, hey, how do I know that it's you that I'm talking to and not, like you said, like a catfish situation?
Sure. Right.
She was like, how do I know that?
Right.
And I was like, I could pose the same question to you.
Right.
I could throw anything you throw at me, I could throw it right back at you.
And that's when, back in the day, you would go get, like, a newspaper and be like, this is me, this is the date, this is whatever.
I tell you what, I told her where I worked, and obviously I work at St. John's Tavern.
Sure.
And I was like, yeah, I'm at work tonight, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
I went outside, I took a photo in front of the stage house sign.
Right.
With my, and I have a regular, like, I don't have an Apple Watch or anything like that.
You have a regular
watch.
Yeah.
With the time, which is compared to when I texted her. Right. So, like, you match up the text time, the delivery time, to the time on my watch.
Which,
and the time of day.
Really change.
Right. And then you see all that, and it's just like, oh, okay, like, he is who he says.
Well, then you actually going out and be like, hi, I work at Stagehouse Tavern, going out and taking a picture of yourself in front of that place. It's like, come on. You know what I mean? Like,
I know.
But
on the same, on that same note, though, this is going back to what I said. It was like, I know I'm not a psychopath.
Sure.
But at the same time, I don't know what this girl, this woman has dealt with in the past. So I have empathy for that, and I get it.
Of course.
But at the same time, I'm also like, I gotta fucking do all this shit.
Right. Like, no, I'll tell you, of course.
But you know, we hung out a couple times. We had coffee a couple times.
Okay, good.
And everything seemed to be moving in a positive direction, but it just seemed like it got to a point where it was like, hey, like, let's go. The next step is like, yo, let's go, like, have dinner. Let's go, like, chill, have drinks. That shit never fucking materialized.
Was it because of her being a mom and always being busy with her children?
I factor that in, and I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also a part of me that's like, then what are you doing on a dating app then?
True.
But also
at the same time too, the speed differences could be just, and that's probably that's more of a personal decision probably, is maybe for her that was moving at that level for her, because there are children to think about and stuff like that. Now, granted, yes, you would like to probably think that additional scenery beyond your local Starbucks or Track 5 or wherever it would be would eventually make sense, even in what seems to be a very glacial pace, a very slow pace. Maybe for her in that regard, it was. Or, you know what, like you said, maybe it just was only certain parts of a vibe. Maybe she was just on that, frankly, just to make herself feel better. Because she's got a bad breakup, but she wanted to see how many guys wanted to talk to her. You know what I mean? Like, there's plenty of different reasons. And some of them aren't the most straightforward. Some of them are just, could just be a little bit more on that shallow aspect. Some of them could be more on the very, very periphery sense, or where you're like, you know what, it could just be, again, you know, I just want companionship at that point in time. So maybe she just really likes coffee. Maybe she doesn't.
She actually does really like coffee.
Okay.
From what when we hung out and we talked, everything like that. She's a big coffee cappuccino type.
Good. Okay. Well, then
loves the coffees and the cappuccinos.
Maybe she doesn't like food.
What's that?
Or maybe she has allergies to certain foods, and that's why she doesn't want to.
Maybe she food. No, we've had food.
Okay.
No, she eats. She's an eater, which I was like, yo, like, everything is, like, lining up pretty well. It was just like, it just, I felt like there was a lack of interest on her end when things started to move forward. I just felt like it just kind of just, like, stood still. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to text her anymore. If she texts me back, cool. And then it just kind of was like nothing. And I was just like, all right. I was like, you know, I went from texting her like every other day. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't want to, like, I knew, like, if she was doing something with her kids or anything like that.
Sure.
I was just like, I didn't bother. You know what I mean? I didn't, just kind of like, if I knew she was around, I knew that she, you know, was, like, available. That's when I would send the text and say, you know, what's up, what's going on, blah, 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 talk about shit and whatever. Mm-hmm. So I definitely gave her, in my opinion, like, the space and, like, I wasn't, like, blowing up her phone every, right. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. every other minute.
As crazy as it is, you almost think, and again, I'm just trying to think about it from, like, all different perspectives, like, sure. almost kind of like a devil's advocate, almost, if you will. To a certain degree, do you think maybe she wanted that? Do you think she want, like, maybe she's one of the more oblivious types of daters where it's like, fuck, like, well, he's not texting me every day. Is he talking to someone else? Is he this? Is he that? Like, you know, where maybe they want more consistent or constant attention. Not, again, not saying that that's the case because,
right.
again, you can always read situations in many different ways. But, I don't know, just thinking outside the box a little.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. But, I mean, it's just so, like... This is definitely, like, new territory for me. Because
sure, of course.
Not only just that, because obviously I was in a relationship for, like, 7-8 years.
Right.
So now, like, the rules have just changed in
sure.
general. Even just
yep.
dating.
Mm-hmm.
Regular, like, going out to a bar, hanging out, dating.
Right.
Have changed.
I can only imagine.
That's only different.
Right.
And now on top of that, online dating. I'm sure there was a set of rules that were in place before that are totally different now.
Probably.
And now the pandemic, it adds another
right,
layer
right.
to the shit.
Sure. It's like, oh, do you have a condom? Oh, do you have your vaccine card? You're like, huh, I actually have both. One's wrapped in the other. Like, yeah. You're welcome.
But I just, you know, it just got to a point where it's like, you know what, like, I feel like as much as the rules have changed and things update, you want to invest time in something. And I feel like the time was being invested in me. So I was just kind of like, all right, deuces. I'll see you later. Have a nice life. Maybe I'll see you around at some point.
On to the next one.
And that's really it. And so it was funny because I was talking to two girls.
You gotta start that one. I gotta go. We're coming back to that.
We could pause it. It's fine. We'll pause it. Bobby's gotta take a pee break. All right, so going into what we were just talking about before,
mm-hmm.
I took a quick little break.
Okay.
So, hey, first off, number one,
hey, cheers.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Happy seeing you.
Sunday is, what was that?
I said good to see you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, Sunday, obviously, we've talked about this before, best day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I know Friday's great. Saturday's great. I get it. But Sunday is low-key the best day of the week because, especially if you have football during the day,
mm-hmm.
you got brunch in the morning, you got really good television at night,
mm-hmm.
it's all around a great day. And I stand by that.
Okay.
You got Power coming out tonight.
Yeah.
Brand new episode of Power, which I've been raving about. Anybody that listens to the podcast, it's probably one of the better shows on television right now.
I'm gonna have to end up binge watching the whole freaking season.
But you know what? You're better off doing it that way anyway. So then that way, everything's just like.
But I enjoy texting you and being like, "Why is it not Sunday yet?" Like what we did with Game of Thrones.
Yeah. But I mean, it's just. But power itself is just on a whole nother level. But anyway,
sure.
So obviously there was a girl I was talking to, and mm-hmm. I just felt like things just kind of weren't really moving. I don't want to say they weren't moving fast enough. I just feel like she wasn't investing.
You didn't feel progress or see progress.
I felt like I was doing all the work.
Okay.
And she did. If there was like a workload, I was doing about 75%.
Okay.
And she's doing about 25%.
Right.
And I'm not saying we got to be 50-50, but at least it's got to be more than 25%.
Well, you also have to figure, too, if you're putting out your best foot forward in the beginning, too, how's that going to look somewhere down the line? Could that be even less?
Yeah.
You know, when you're not maybe trying your hardest or whatever it would be. So, but
and
either
I'm
way,
just,
you know.
And I'm just like, in the back of my mind, it's just like, and then I see these things where it's like, well, if you're always busy and you got all the stuff going on,
mm-hmm.
it's like, why even be on a dating app? And in my mind, it's like, okay, if I met you on Tinder, I know that Tinder had a previous reputation of it being a hookup site.
Sure.
Just like once upon a time, Snapchat was the dick pic site. Sure. Right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Things evolve.
Yeah.
That's not what it is anymore.
Right.
I get it. But there's some fundamental things, the origins of some of these things, that still come into play. It's like, if you just want to hook up, I'm down.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, yo, if you're just trying to like have a little fun, you know, blow off some steam.
Don't let the nice facade fool you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
We can do this, too.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know.
You ever be in the back of a Chrysler 200? Like, you know what that's like? How roomy it is?
It's a Chrysler Sebring.
Okay. But still, it's a precursor to the 200. You ever know
right,
that?
Yeah. That back seat's funny. It's just like, yeah, it's like, you know, just pull the back out a little bit. If you,
sure.
If really, you know,
no problems.
If it's like, all right, look, I got a busy work schedule. Let's just like
that's
have a little fun.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm all for it.
Right? I'm like, I'm assuming you have a mandated lunch break. Like,
you do a lot. So I'm just like, that's fine, you know? But mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't, you know, I can't get into the psyche of some of the,
no,
of the people
that's,
I talk
that's
to.
That's all right.
But so there was like another girl that I was talking to on Hinge.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Things were going good. Got the number.
Is that kind of like a Tinder, or is it more like a
Hinge is supposed
like
to
like an OkCupid or a eHarmony or something like that?
Hinge is it's not to the level of an eHarmony. Like okay. eHarmony is like you're gonna find the person you're gonna marry off of eHarmony.
Right.
Hinge
right.
is like you're probably gonna find like a solid relationship, and their whole like premise is like we want you to delete the app. We want you to find somebody so you don't have to use this app anymore. Like that was their whole like tagline.
Mm-hmm.
So like the people that are on there are more like realistic in the sense of like there's a lot of bots and there's a lot of like
you
know, spam that's on like Tinder and some of these sites.
Right.
This one's like I can go through Hinge and was like, oh, I actually know who that person is.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I see people that I actually know on there.
And someone who you could like, okay, I can see them being on this site.
Right.
Like looking for something along the lines of what that site's offering.
Right.
Okay. Gotcha.
So
and then you see the ones on Tinder and you're like, oh, that's what you're looking for.
Or there are times where I see people on Tinder and I was like, I know who that person actually is in terms of like a social media influencer or whatever like that.
Right.
I was like, that's not them.
Right.
They're using their photos to catfish somebody. All right.
Unfortunately. Yeah, I can see that. And I can also see that at that point in time too, why that one person that you were talking about before might be a little bit more cautious to things.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Like, I get it. You know? I'm totally Listen, I understand on that level of like, look, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna be persistent, I'm not gonna be a jerk, I'm not gonna whatever.
Right.
I'm like I get where this person's come from. Mm-hmm. But this person I was talking to. So, like, obviously, you know, shoot the shit, whatever like that. Because pretty much, like, the way the conversations start on Hinge is they post comments and they post photos. It's not just, like, a swipe left, swipe right situation. You also do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to the profile, you scroll down, you see, like, little comments that they make, photos that they have, you like a photo or you like a comment, you could send a message about a comment or a photo, and then from there, if they like it, they contact you back through the app.
Mm-hmm.
So this one girl like commented back and whatever, we're talking, and it was great. So then I was like, hey, you know, you mind if I get your number, blah blah. So we got the number, so we're talking, everything's fine. She's another person, I think she's like 30 years old, she's got like two kids. I get it. I'm not like, oh, you have kids, like see you later.
No,
I get that. This is like I understand.
Right.
So we're all, you know, we're texting, everything's good, blah, blah, blah. And they got support, like, we're vibing. I was just like, you know, I was like, we definitely got to grab, like, coffee or even maybe, like, a bite to eat or something, blah, blah, blah. And the message that she sent back was so, like, so, like, fucking, like, no. But it was like...
So then what's the point of what you're doing? Again, is this point in time, is this just pseudo companionship?
I think also too, because I actually asked the girl at work, and her name is Stephanie, so I'll shout her out.
Sure.
And I was like, yo, so like, because she was talking to a guy on Tinder, and I was like, okay, cool. I was like, when did you guys actually like hang out? Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, like, we, you know, like, we hung out sooner, but it ended up being like 3 weeks because I was working. This and okay, cool, I get that. But then, like, I was like, so, like, if you, like, if you're like, hey, let's grab a coffee, like, do you think that's, like, crazy?
Too forward, like, or, like, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, she was like, no. I was like, I think I translated to, like, especially women who have, like, children.
Right.
And they have families. I think they're a little more reserved and they want to just, like, you know, whatever.
Sure.
So I get that. But I remember, but it was funny because I think we were having, like, a really good conversation, me and this one girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I even said, this is my actual text. I said, I enjoy texting, but we should go out, grab coffee, food, drinks, etc.
Right.
And then she texted me back, that'll come eventually. I like texting, getting a feel of who it is I'll be going out with. And I said, that's true.
Okay.
And then after that, it was, I don't be rushing into meeting people. I'm a texter. If it is a problem, then we don't have to continue speaking. I know people have their ways and I don't knock it, but meeting so quickly isn't something I do. Even though I said prior to that, okay, yeah, like, I got you.
Right.
And I said, nah, you're good. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I was like, oh, you know, so, like, if you're not, you know, doing whatever, like, you know, what, if you're not working, whatever like that, like, what do you like to do?
Mm-hmm.
And then she left me, like, a people have been doing this thing lately. They leave, like, an audio, like, message.
Okay.
But I couldn't make it out. It was right. All, like, muffled, and I could barely hear what she had said.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like,
do you think it was meant to actually be sent?
No, she was like, well, what I like, I don't think she realized how bad the audio sounded.
Oh, okay.
And at this point now, she's already like, well, she already has, like, the wall up already. Right, and I was just like, by the way, I couldn't hear what you said.
Right.
So, yeah, yeah, it's like, by the way, you whatever you just told me, I couldn't make out what you just said.
Right.
But I was just like, whatever I made out, I commented on. And then the next day, I, like, texted her. I was like, hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was trying to just, like, have a casual conversation of, oh, man, you know, like, just about, like, normal things.
Right.
And then
and
just, like, nothing. I haven't heard anything from her. I was like, all right, see you later. Peace.
Yeah, we're good here.
Yeah.
I think we're good here.
Especially, like, I don't be meeting people like that. I was like, okay.
Okay. And first off, your vocabulary changed drastically, too. Like,
I mean, for what it's worth, like, not to judge books by covers, but, like, she had a certain look to her.
Sure.
That I was like, oh, you went hood real quick.
Gotcha.
And I was just like, gotcha. I was like, where are you from again? And she told me where she's from. I was like, oh, okay, you're super polite right now. And then the minute, like, certain thing went a certain direction, mm-hmm. I was like, you are
not a
derivative
what?
Of the hood you speak of.
Right.
Yeah, like, you just went real. And I mean, like, I'll be honest with you. I'll be full transparent. Like, she was like, oh, yeah. She's like a good looking, like, Hispanic chick from Patterson.
Okay.
And everything was prim and proper up until that point. And I was like, sure. Oh, you went Patterson real fucking quick.
Right.
On me. Okay. Got it. Cool.
Let me ask you this. If you mind me asking, how long were you guys talking for? Before you were like, we should grab coffee.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. It was probably within, like, 2 days.
Okay.
It was, like, a good, like, conversation we were having back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, wow. I was like, I even said, I was like, yo, I enjoy doing this. Yo, we should, like grab coffee, like, grab, like, food. Like, yo, it's like, hey.
Right.
And then that's when that, like...
And that's when Patterson came out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hold my Fetty Wap.
Do they... Really?
Yeah, Fetty Wap's from Patterson, New Jersey.
Oh, I know that. Okay. Yeah. This is why I listen to the Hair and Bullet podcast, because it will is not only entertaining, but also informative.
Yes.
I actually had no idea.
Yeah, it's from Patterson.
Right. Yeah. So, like, do they not have coffee in Patterson? I'd like to assume that there's probably at least some type of Dunkin' Donuts there. Maybe even a Walmart. They're taking over everything. Anymore. I know you don't buy Dunkin' anymore, but at the same time, too.
Like, I'll buy a cup of coffee from Dunkin' Donuts. Right? You know, like, I'll buy two. Yeah. One for me and one for her.
You know what? No, two for me and you can watch. Like, how you like that, Patterson? Like, you're like, no. I don't do that. Well, how about this? How about you come hang out with me and just watch me drink coffee? Like, fuck you then, too. Okay? How's it be? Is that more up your alley? I'm like, you ain't the only one who can take earrings and put them in her purse real fucking quick. Shit.
Like, did she turn all of her rings inside it? You're like, yeah.
Like, she just went Vaseline on her face. What's going on over here?
Those are very tight jeans. Where did she have that Vaseline?
I was like, all right, yeah.
I guess it's a different world. And I'm, you know, I do not envy you in that sense, because I don't think I would have any fucking idea what to do. Also, with your schedule and everything too, like it's got to be hard to like conventionally be oh hey, you want to hang out on Saturday? But like, you see the way my job is, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, it's just it's obviously working in the industry that I'm in. You work in the service industry. Mm-hmm. You want somebody who's also in that industry because they understand what you're doing and also like the hours.
You have three options: restaurant workers, strippers, or nurses. Those are the ones to me that have that level of unconventional, or police officer maybe, or like something like that. But
the first girl Rado was a
stripper nurse.
she worked at Morristown Medical Center.
Okay, so then yeah.
she worked at Morristown Medical Center.
Could understand that difficulty of scheduling. Yeah. It's just not your typical 9 to 5 right. or you know 8 to 4 or whatever it would be.
Correct. So yeah, so Patterson went bye bye, and then I was talking to this girl now. Now I'm like all like
fucking like you fucking let me know what you want to do, okay? Because all of a sudden, yeah.
I tried it one way, I tried it this way, neither one works. You tell me what you want.
Yeah, you let. How about this? You let me know.
Yeah.
Like this is where I am, 60 hours a week. You want to come and say hi? Come and say hi. It's supervised. We have cameras. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's kind of like, yeah, that's where I'm talking to this one girl now, and I'm pretty much just like, hey, I hope you have a great weekend.
like, if I ask you if you want to go to Hung's, it's nothing weird. There's a Chinese place around the corner.
It's like. Let me explain. It's a Chinese restaurant. It's called Hung's.
It's literally, it shares a wall with my place of employment for the most part. We share a dumpster.
I'm not trying to be inappropriate.
Yeah, right.
Unless you want me to.
Yeah. Like, they don't take you to Wang's. That's different.
But, I mean, yeah. So, it's just... So, I'm talking to this one girl now. Mm-hmm. And literally, like, got the phone number. We're just kind of talking. So, I just go into the city a lot, which I'm for. Mm-hmm. She lives close enough. So, I'm like, all right, yeah. So, like, that's where I'm at right now. That's it.
Okay.
And then just obviously, you know,
you might just
being single and just, you know, whatever kind of comes... What you know what I really need to happen, and I've noticed that even just with like other things going on, I need this, like, for what it's worth, like, and I know some people might be like, whatever, it was like, this COVID-19 shit has cock-blocked me ever living shit out of me.
Sure.
Like, for real. Yeah. Like, if this were, like, regular, like, pre-COVID world right now,
yeah,
no question.
Right.
But just...
I can imagine. It's tough. I can definitely imagine that.
So I'm just, it's almost like I'm sitting here patiently waiting. It's like, all right, it's not my time yet. I get it. It's not my time yet. As soon as it's like, COVID-19's officially over, like people are like.
You're just walking down Park Avenue with your dick out. Be like, I'm here, bitches. Like, I'm here.
So I mean, it's just, yeah, it's.
I get you. I can imagine that. In certain aspects, right? So, like, do you also maybe think that not thinking of this as like a pendulum, where obviously you're swinging to an uber conservative side in terms of like seeing or interacting with people or whatever it would be. Thinking about the people that we know, thinking about scenarios and the way we used to be when, you know, before our last serious relationship.
Sure.
In the times of that serious relationship, mine being ongoing, yours being just recently ended, did we miss that free swing in time? Where it was just like, hey, you want to meet on fucking Tinder and fuck? Sure. What are you doing tomorrow? You know what I mean? Like, I'll make a dick appointment in that sense. Like, where now it's almost kind of like the pendulum is swung to the point where it's like, and obviously COVID taking into effect of that, but also being like, more of a snail's pace. And again, I understand with COVID and with these types of things, yes, like you want to make sure that you err on the side of caution, but Did the pendulum swing a little too far in that sense?
Well,
because you were free loving too much?
Well, now we're going to have to, you know, especially for all the single guys out there.
Sure.
You're going to have to wait for the pendulum to swing back the other way.
Just like threesomes plus five.
Like, listen, if it swings one way, the pendulum, it's going to come back around
sure.
the other way.
Sure.
It's just it's a matter of when.
But you're also...
when that's going to be.
Sure.
But I feel like that's...
Well, that's what you thought originally once, like, the vaccine came out and everything else, and things started to open up. You were like, oh.
It was starting to do that.
Sure.
Then it was like, oh, by the way, there's this variant now.
Oh, there's
another variant.
Right.
And by the way, there's Omicron.
Yeah.
And then there's this. Right. And that. And da-da. Mm-hmm. Da-da-da. Blah, blah, blah.
But you can't catch that, like, via... Like, I get, what are we talking about? You wear a mask, she wears a mask, you do it doggy style. You're 6 feet apart and you're masked.
I'm vaccinated, baby. Come on, let's
right?
go.
Yeah.
Max, wax, slave, ready to go.
I got the
booster coming up next week.
Do you really?
Well, I don't know. Nice. I was just saying that to be funny.
Oh, okay. Are you planning to get yours?
I'll get it.
I will, too.
Eventually. I'll get it. I feel like there's still a lot of... And obviously, I got the vaccination. Like, right. I'm fully vaxxed.
Right.
You know, according to, you know, whatever. But... Mm-hmm. The whole thing with the booster was like, one, it was another one of the scenarios where you couldn't get it right away. Because obviously you had to wait six
sure.
months.
Mm-hmm.
I think six months.
It also wasn't approved for our age group for a little bit either. It was only
right.
approved for like
so,
older people and stuff like that.
Yeah, so like you had that like waiting process of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, it was like, do I need to get it though? Because like it seems like things are kind of like... moving in a direction where
right,
you may
right.
not necessarily need it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, all right, if I don't need to get it, then I won't get it.
No, yeah.
It's not that
sure.
I don't want it. It's just the fact it's like, well, I don't think it's necessary
you're not taking any of these jabs.
Right. So, you know, obviously now with everything going on in the world, it's like, all right, I'm going to go get it. It's just a matter of when I'm going to get
sure.
it. And now I'm hearing like, oh, you might have to get a fourth one. I was like, a fourth
and that,
one?
And again, that's what, like, you start to kind of like get into it and you're like, fuck, like, at what point in time do you start to actually think to yourself, like, all right, am I just going to be getting boosters every time there's a fucking new variant?
I mean,
but unfortunately,
might be the way things go.
I hate to say it, that's what viruses do. They mutate. So, I don't know.
We're sidetracking right now.
No,
but I mean,
yeah,
at the same
yeah,
time,
yeah.
It's also
yeah,
like...
We went from Kevin's love life to apparently getting a third jab.
But, I mean, I just, the one thing I will say, and we'll end it on this about
sure.
that, is that as much as everybody's talking about the Omicron and, you know, the rate of people getting it and hospitalizations and all that other stuff,
mm-hmm.
the one thing I keep not seeing, death.
Correct. Well, but that's the biggest thing about the vaccination and subsequent booster. It's not meant... It's never going to fully prevent you from getting...
Right.
A virus or whatever it would be. What it's meant to do is to keep you out of the hospital and keep you from dying.
Right. But what I'm saying is just in terms of like even when you watch it on the news.
Sure.
And obviously, you know, like people like, oh, they're scaring you, scare taxes, yada, yada. The one thing they keep not mentioning, and I guess because I don't have to, is that people haven't been dying.
Right.
People get it.
Sure.
People get sick.
Yeah.
People go to hospital, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
People haven't been dying at the rate that, at least to my knowledge.
Right.
As they mm-hmm. were before.
Yeah.
And it seems like the same people that are getting infected are the people who are not vaccinated at all.
Right. Yeah.
And that's as much as I'm going to talk about the...
No, that's fine. Hey, that's fine.
That. You know what I mean? Like, that's as much because
yeah.
I don't want to turn into that conversation. There's plenty of podcasts
where
we've
done this.
We did this already.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of times
yeah.
in the past, you know? So, I mean, it's just, yeah. So, as of right now, in terms of online dating, I'm talking to a girl.
Okay.
We'll see where it goes.
Sure.
But I'm still single, so if I meet people in person, I feel like,
yeah.
you know.
Sure.
Take it from there.
Do the damn thing. Absolutely. The world right now is your oyster. Yeah. And you're just, when you have the free
time. Which I can't eat because I'm allergic to shellfish.
Well, also true. Yeah. But when you have the free time,
right.
you know, go out, explore.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. But anyway, it's a Rabble podcast. Catching up.
Yes.
Bobby's got his, he killed it. He killed that whiskey.
Well, here's the thing. When the topic is salacious, your mouth gets dry.
Oh, yeah.
And you need to satiate properly. Oh. Yes.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
There's just, trust me, dating and everything like that, there's a couple prospects that, you know, I have an eye on.
As someone who's done sales for a very long time, I will always tell you this. And obviously, this all falls by the wayside when something gets serious. But there's nothing wrong with having a pipeline. Having things, because your close rate will never be 100%. So.
Well, I mean, it goes back to all of these sayings and old-timey sayings.
Sure.
You know, don't count your chickens before they're hatched.
Nope.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Nope.
I get it.
Nope.
And that's what I'm doing.
Yep.
You know, like there's, and I'm at a point too where it's like things kind of go like sour, or like it doesn't, like I'm almost like not even affected.
No,
I'm
just
like,
averages on to the next one.
I'm like, sure, oh, okay, yeah. See you later. Bye.
Yep.
And then sometimes even with certain people that like I'm friends with now who are women,
mm-hmm.
and like sometimes like the, you know, like. It'll be a conversation, and maybe it's an alcohol-induced conversation,
sure.
and it turns into an argument. It's like,
what happened?
You're not even doing anything.
What happened?
I'm like,
what happened? There's a story behind this. Behind that specific of an example, there's a story behind this.
Just saying,
I know you well.
I'm just saying, in general, with certain people, maybe in the workplace, it's just kind of like, I'm like, yeah, I'm not dealing with this. Not.
I've narrowed down to like 3 or 4 people.
You're probably not that far off, but there's okay. other people. You haven't been to the stage house in a while. So there's like other people who you don't know.
Oh, there's like, new ones?
You know what? When you come in wearing a button down and a nice sweater.
Sure.
All of a sudden, yeah. You're like, oh, he's a nice guy. Oh, he's nice. And it just kind of, you know.
Well, this is a rabbit hole podcast. We have other things to talk about.
I'm just saying.
I got you. Okay.
But that's all.
I feel you.
That's all it is.
Are you? I was just saying, are we off the next couple Sundays so we can kind of keep doing these things?
I
kind of
want to. Yeah, I want to. I'm all about it. I'm sure here's the problem. Is that I know that people are excited that when they hear this podcast, I'm like, oh, dope, they're back.
But then it's also, like,
it's been long enough where people are going to slowly start forgetting. And I want people to forget.
No. It's a tough thing, unfortunately, because of the way our schedules have worked out.
I know.
And everything like that. And I guess for anybody who doesn't know is that I've recently taken over a minority partnership operating at a food truck. It's down in Dayton, New Jersey, off on Route 130. Would love to see any and all people there. But it's, yeah, unfortunately, our hours now are just so completely backwards and off the wall that Monday is when we used to record the podcast.
I
makes
know.
It very, very tough.
I know.
So. But hopefully, moving forward, we can carve out a Sunday here or there or whatever else to be able to
hey guys
keep it going. Hey. Speaking of which,
Hi.
Chuck and Katie in the house.
Hi.
Yeah, how's it going?
What's up?
You know, I have this brand new third mic right here. Just
you do.
Just
yes.
Just throwing it out there. But yeah, no, it's not. This is going to be tricky for a while because of obviously both of our work schedules.
We'll figure it out and we'll make it work. Worst comes to worst, I have an earpiece, so shit comes to shit. If you want to do it while I'm on the line, I have no problem with that. Like, you may hear Kurt, you might, well, no, I've got on rants there, so.
Just yelling at people as you're serving food to them?
No, more likely just coworkers. I'm not allowed to yell at the patrons yet.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get to them.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, it's been a little bit of a it's hectic. But I guess it's all good things though.
Oh, no. Like, it's all very, very positive things. And, you know, even thinking about future business ventures coming up in the new year and things coming down in the pipeline, it's... You know, it's funny because me and Katie talked about this about 2 weeks ago, Chuck's wife, and she said, you know, are you happy doing what you're doing right now? And I said, no, it absolutely sucks, and I fucking hate it. But I said, in 6 months, it's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah, it's a stepping stone.
And that's the way I look at all of the things that we're all kind of embarking on individually as a group and everything like that. Like, yes, has it taken us a month to get a podcast together when we used to be able to do it every Monday for no issues at all? Absolutely.
Yep.
And you know what? Yes, maybe is it going to be a Monday at 10 o'clock at night podcast? Maybe once in a blue moon.
Oh, listen to you. Be, 10 o'clock at night?
It's not for nothing. If that's the only time that we have available. Or
late night?
Okay, well, here's the thing. If you want me to call in at 9 o'clock when I'm driving home from work, absolutely would do it. And we can do a 45-minute podcast on my drive home.
A Diddy After Dark podcast?
There would have to be a different soundtrack, but yes, I feel like it could work. You know what I mean? Like, the way I look at it is where there's a will, there's a way. So,
yeah.
we can for sure absolutely make that work.
Yeah.
But in 6 months, when we're all doing the things that we want to be doing with a little bit more free time and stuff like that, then yeah. Let's get through those times and make it what it is later.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's a process. I get it. Yeah. I understand. It was funny because we were talking about coffee before and, like, you know, going out and getting coffee. What I haven't done is go out and buy coffee. I've been making coffee
at home. How is that transition?
Not that difficult.
Less of a line. If the coffee is not
with the line anyway, because I had all the apps, so I just walk right in and my coffee's already made, for the most part.
If you fucked up the coffee, if your coffee is not what you want it to be, that's your fault. So you can't blame somebody else. Now it's on you.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. No. I get that.
Okay.
But I mean.
So everything is. The way you hoped it would be, coffee-wise.
One day, I just, like, it's like one of those things where it's like you always read about it, and, like, I had the epiphany one day, and I was just like, why am I going Dunkin' Donuts getting coffee right now? I was like, I have, because I would make coffee at home sometimes, and then I would go buy coffee other times.
Right.
So now I'm like, let me just make coffee at home all the time. Or I'll go to work, because obviously I work in a restaurant.
Sure.
They have coffee there. Yeah. I'll just brew a fresh pot. And then and have my coffee there. My whole thing is that I like flavor my coffee.
Right.
I like flavors.
Sure.
I like sweeteners, whatever like that. So right. I have some hazelnut creamer.
You have a full-out coffee bar.
I have hazelnut creamer. I have Torani salted caramel syrup.
Sure.
And Ghirardelli chocolate syrup.
Have you seen any of the TikTok videos of people like setting up the coffee bar?
No, okay. I have not.
For whatever reason, like, I don't follow anybody on TikTok. Like, it's just kind of more one of the things where, like, I like to watch, like, puppy videos and, like, you know, other types of puppies. But, like, every now and again, like, there's, like, the weird, like, oddly satisfying organizational videos where, like, people are putting, like, shit away in, like, their fridge or, like, whatever else.
Right.
But there's actually a couple that I've seen on, like, putting together a coffee bar where, like, you're putting together your sweeteners and, like you said, your different syrups and then your garnishes.
I bring them to work, too, because I have, like, a nice, like, size bag. So, like, what I'll do is that I'll bring that. Ooh, actually, in addition to the coffee, Cafe Bustelo, which is essentially, like, legalized cocaine, is...
Is that the cafe? The one in the yellow bricks.
The yellow can or the brick... But they have, like...
Is it weird to you the fact that when you get coffee, you're not getting it in, like, you know, however you would get it from, like, an American coffee producer? It's actually in, like, kilos.
I mean, yeah. But I get they have the other version where essentially it's already, like, all you have to do is just add it to hot water. You stir it.
Okay.
And it's coffee. So I have that.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I'll make, like, a nice, like, size cup of coffee, and I'll throw, like, a scoop of that. Like a little teaspoon into the coffee that's already there, like almost like an espresso shot, like a turbo, like they will call it in Dunkin'
right.
Donuts.
Right.
And then have that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's fit. Listen, I've been telling people at work too, because I see people coming in with their Dunkin' Donuts and their Starbucks. So I was like, you guys are fucking up.
Yeah,
like,
what? That shit is all like, fun and games. So, you remember that shit with Jimmy Butler in the fucking bubble, right?
What do you mean?
What, you remember that story? No. You don't remember that story with Jimmy Butler? So he basically did exactly what you were talking about. Because all these people in like that in that Disney complex would come in with their own coffee. They would have like, you know, the Starbucks or like the whatever it was that they got on campus, we'll say. Right. He set up his own coffee cart and was selling people coffee. You're going to end up selling people coffee at a stage house. Yeah, look it up. Like, I don't remember. It's like Jimmy's Homebrew, like Jimmy's Coffee, like whatever. It's actually like legit a thing.
Out of all the Jimmy Butler stories, the one that didn't really like last is this whole thing about him with the coffee. Because the only Jimmy Butler story I know is him and Rachel Nichols.
What happened? Oh, is that... Wait. No, the most recent Rachel Nichols story I heard was apparently she was not very fond of Maria Taylor taking
you didn't hear about that whole story about Jimmy Butler like pretty much like banging Rachel Nichols like in the bubble.
Oh, I thought you said in the butt.
In the bubble.
In the bubble, I mean, butt actually, or in the butt?
As opposed to her bubble.
She was, you know, she interviews all the, like, NBA players.
Uh-huh.
Her and Jim Butler hook it up. Apparently, that's, like, the rumor. Like, that's why she's not on NBA,
no,
on
ESPN anymore. No. That's a different story altogether.
They look deeper into that. Part of that is because of her conduct, like, I guess, potentially with Jimmy Butler.
The biggest part I heard was the fact that she got really upset at, like, basically, like... Think of it as like affirmative action, if you will, that Maria Taylor was getting a lot of airtime. And if someone's going to take her airtime away, should it really be the African American?
I'll be honest with you. That I'm sure she said that. I'm sure that's part of the story. Huh. But the other part of it is that she's a freak. And they found out.
But why should that not be celebrated? Way to go, Disney.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's Disney. They're owned by Disney.
Yeah, but
look it up. You didn't hear about the Jimmy
Butler? You had never seen Fantasia?
Listen, you never heard... You didn't hear this?
No.
Yeah. Like, her and Jimmy Butler, like...
In the butt?
I don't know.
Can that please be the tagline for this podcast? Like, in the butt? No, in the bubble.
Save that.
Yes.
Yeah, no, she's. We were talking about, first off, I don't buy coffee anymore. Okay? Like, it's like, I don't buy coffee anymore.
Apparently not.
At least for now. Yeah. Well, from like Dunkin' Donuts to Starbucks. I make it at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go out, you buy like a nice, like big, I have a Keurig machine, so like, sure. I have like the pods that you fill up with the coffee grinds, mm-hmm. and then you make your coffee.
Right. And Rachel
did that.
And Rachel Lincoln takes it in the butt from Jimmy Butler. Fantastic.
Did that. Bought all the, you know, accoutrement for the coffee.
Right.
And I just make my coffee and I'm on my way. But the money that I save, I now invest in something else. So, like, you know, I go to Dunkin' Donuts, maybe sometimes it's $3. Sometimes it's $5. Sometimes it's whatever.
Right.
So, like, every day I was like, all right, if I was going to go to Dunkin' Donuts today, that $5 now goes into something else now.
Mm-hmm.
Into, like, a fund, into a stock, something like that. And that's what I've been doing.
Good for you. That's awesome.
But I mean, because I did the math. So it's like $5 times 30. Because I literally get coffee every single day.
Right.
That's not even like, oh, maybe I get coffee. No. I get coffee every single day.
Right.
It's 30 days in a month. $5. That's $150.
Sure.
And then math is $1,800
yeah.
a year.
Heck yeah.
That's now going to be funneled into something else.
Cool. Good shit, dude.
Yeah.
Look forward to hearing what it is it's being funneled into next.
Sure. Even if it's something stupid.
Yeah, but again, it's originally a lost cost anyway. Then now you're turning into something different.
Right. So, yeah, everybody that's going to Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks, I mean, I hate to be that guy, but You can make your coffee at home, and you can bottle the syrups, everything like that. That's what Pinterest is for. I went on Pinterest. I was like, how can I mimic a hazelnut swirl coffee from Dunkin' Donuts? Sure. And that's how I came to the conclusion of what I bought.
Nice. Okay.
In terms of syrups, and in terms of things to make it taste as close to, if not better, than what I get at Dunkin' Donuts.
Dig it.
And then I don't have to deal with any, and then I don't have to deal with any, you know, awkward interactions with the people at Dunkin' Donuts.
There it is.
Probably slightly healthier, too.
It is. It is.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, like, hour 24 minutes.
We're at two podcasts with 15 minutes of each podcast.
From now, people just stop listening.
That's why, like, you turn the three.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but like the analytics that I've looked at on the podcast, everybody's in for like half an hour, and then after that, it just drops. So it's like the joke. It's like, oh well, it's been an hour, so I guess you might as well wrap it up because everybody stopped listening like 20 minutes ago. So that's all. It's fine. But let's get out of here.
Let's do it.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
This is a Rabble Podcast. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy.
Bobby at R. Hansen 817.
And we'll see you guys later. Peace.
Peace.